experimentation and engagement in Green and Columbia counties. You too. WGXC.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Green, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
Yo.
All right,
yeah, we're going to have the Darkness Rules Goth Dance Party at Avalon Lounge in Catskill Saturday night.
9 to 2. 9 to 2. Because of that, today's theme will be goth.
Oh, so, yeah. Huh, yeah, that's easy. Yeah, we're looking for I think we got a couple, but a little under 30 sustaining supporters. And if we can be sustained, we can say adios to pledge drives altogether and just keep going on the FM, which is super important for areas that don't have broadband, can't pick us up on the internet, et cetera, or in their cars.
Yeah. Stay on the FM. I have to go online, just online, because we do have online presence. So now we're trying to make sure we're secure.
Yes. So you can give a call at
518-697-7.
Or go to wgxc.org/donate. And if you mention this show, Forgotten Geek, or Thingularity, or The Better Weather, or the Catskill Maker Syndicate, we will give you a targeted, personalized workshop of your choice. You can learn a new skill or bring your project to us in any state of doneness. Whether it's an idea or almost ready for finishing touches, we will give you a personalized consultation with the Brain Trust.
CBF has sketched out the shape their stream will take, arranging the free services they own into a tier. Moodle will continue to be free and ad-based. CBS All Access will form the spine of the broad-based service, with Viacom Access on MTV. Nickelodeon product added to the half dozen Trek shows and became movies, while Showtime will be the highest tier and a Paramount film library. The Wall Street Journal report on some streaming consolidation going down. NBC Universal is talking to Walmart about acquiring their VOD rental /service. Voodoo looking to merge it with Fandango now. Over Fox Corp, aka Murdoch. across 20th Century Fox Holdings. They're looking to acquire the other popular anime streamer, too. And at Hustle steps to the entire feature of the entire sequences, James Bond, Live, and the Regency of the EG report that Daniel Craig can only No Time to Die. We have the longest opening of the WWE ever, reportedly clocking in at 20 minutes. All video games superhero studios are clear on themselves and their sonic success. Or Vision reporting that Lionsgate has had any live talk to sit the open world. Borderlands to a motion picture. The deeply stacked voice cast for Kevin Smith's animated Masters of the Universe Revelation has been announced. Mark Hamill, Jim Petty, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Henry Watts, Tony Todd, Alicia Silverstone, Bill Maher, Bree Summer, Kevin Conroy, and of course Jason Mewes are just a selection of the upcoming Netflix Marvel. And a previous report on revivals ago, Quibi confirmed that they're bringing back Reno 911 for its 7th season for all original characters. So, I said that once again, remind you, Pledge Drive, you want to help become, help us, you know, add us some more sustained donors, keep us on the FM. Go to call 518-797-7400 WGSC.org/donate. So now, here is the Wakes with Nazarene.
fudge to come.
WGXC.org/donate. We just need like a couple handfuls of sustaining support. Wiped the music off of my hard drive during the Windows 8 update. So, meh.
Yeah.
A lot happier now.
Oh, yes, much. All right, so back to Geek Speak. Carl Lovely is going from Boys in the Martian Manhunter and playing his daddy on Supergirl to maybe being the true first Black Captain America. The definite is that the star Sam Raimi's short-lived has been cast in the Falcon and the Winter Soldier miniseries coming up later this year. So fans being fans, speculation is series back to the original Predator script. And since the original Predator featured a pro wrestler, I guess that's why the announcement at Upstart Promotion AEW, TNT broadcasted in regular WWE Next, or NXT, has been given a 3-year extension from that network. The second show is also being planned, though it's speculated by the YouTube show AEW Dark to one of the Thunder Rats. So, our next set, that number again, 518-697-7400, wgsc.org/donate. Now, we're going to get a little silly here. Just a very short song. I swear I came up with this idea first as a meme. Here are the kids proceed with this brooch.
Okay, you just heard the Kittens of Mercy with This Perosion, and then Marilyn Manson with the remix, The Horrible People. You're back with listening to Forgotten Geek, doing goth theme today, and it's also Pledge Drive, so that number is 518-697-7400, wgxc.org/donate. And I'm joined by Jillian Sutton.
Yes, we're having our own goth dance party at Avalon Lounge this Saturday night at 9 o'clock. We have a live performance by Amelia Moon, and she's going to bring some very interesting instrumentation, so to speak.
Yes, how does she describe it again?
Music for sad aliens.
Which is perfect. I mean, yeah, perfect description also for goth. And
yes, and we have a wide variety of dark-related music, all danceable.
Oh, yes. So, goth, dark wave, witch house, even a little metal.
Yeah.
Industrial, yeah. Basically, you're getting a little preview of that today. So before we go into our next set, it's that time of year for not only WGXC, but Riff Tracks, whose annual live show Kickstarter set a new funding record last week. This year we'll see only see two performances instead of three. Hey, we're all getting old. But they're two doozies. Most are understandably excited to see this June's re-riff of Hobgoblins, a.k.a. the worst of the Gremlins ripoffs. And leads me to hope that they'll finally take up director Rick Sloan on his old offer to riff his sci-fi comedy, The Visitants.
Oh, please. He's been so cool.
Oh, yes. Hopefully he'll be there, you know, with them on stage. And anyone who has seen Phaelus's review of it are just as excited to learn that their Halloween performance will see them afflicted by the Amityville curse as they riff Amityville, The Evil Escapes, a 1989 TV movie sequel in which, and it's hard to say this with a straight face, a demonically possessed lamp unleashes havoc on Patty Duke's family. Yes, that's pretty much where the dozen direct video sequels for Amityville went. Just weird little items, and that was like the weirdest, I think.
Oh, that's weirder than the Rug Suckers from Mars. Which we finally got, by the way. Gonna have to
definitely
see it.
Yeah, that was a movie that MSC famously couldn't do, though they wanted it because of some sexual content.
Yeah, I saw just a clip of it, and it was enough for me and my boyfriend to go, yeah, well, we want to do this. We want to move forward with this movie.
All right, so our next set, we'll start with The Vengeful Widow, is What Made Us Change. We'll be right back. Okay, you just heard The Vengeful Widows with What Made Us Change and Switchblade Symphony with Naked Birthday. Welcome back to Forgotten Geek, coming to you from Hilo and Catskill here on WGXC. And I'm joined today by my former co-host, Jillian Sutton, because it's Players Drive and we've got our own event to promote.
Yep. Darkness Rules Goth Dance Party on this Saturday night. From 9 to 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Live performance by Amelia Moon.
Yep, and plenty of, you know, goth, industrial, dark wave, witch house, and we'll have some video accompaniment in the background.
Oh, yeah. We've got about 5 hours of a video compilation of dark and weird stuff.
Yeah.
We have a roommate who's, he made schlocky horror comedies in the 80s, and mm-hmm. he put in his 12 cents. So that'll be cool.
Yeah, and if you want to help us get to that, become a sustaining donor, help keep us on the FM, that number to call is 518-697-7400 or go to wgxc.org/donate. So put in this news item all by itself because there's no delicate way to seg into this besides giving a trigger warning. Corey Feldman premiered the trailer for My Truth, The Rape of Two Coreys, which will employ a unique and confusing broadcasting technique, but an understandable one given the problems he's had trying to expose the unvarnished truth. Buying a ticket from the official site will allow those, and in theory, only those purchasers, to watch the one-time-only showing of the doc, in which the former child star will tell the uncensored, non-redacted story of the violations inflicted on him and the late Corey Haim. So let's just go straight on into our next set with Corpus Delicti, Broken.
This may find us here, but once, so Thank you. Thank you.